Story number 13, Service. Baba Musa Imran lived the life of a rich merchant, although his sayings were accepted as those of a saint. People who had studied with him were to be found as teachers in places as far apart as China, it was said, and Morocco. A certain man of Iran, assuming the garb of a dervish wanderer, found the Baba's home after much searching. He was kindly received and assigned the work of keeping the garden's irrigation channels clear. He stayed there for 3 years without receiving any instruction in the mysteries. At the end of this time, he asked a fellow gardener, "Can you tell me if I may expect to be admitted to the path, and how much longer I might have to wait? Is there anything which I should do in order to qualify for the kindly attention of the master?" The other man, whose name was Hamid, said, "I can only say that Baba Musa has assigned us tasks. Performing a task is a period of service, and it is a stage in one's development. A disciple may not move out of the stage assigned to him. To do so is to reject the teaching. To seek something else or something more may be an indication that one has not, in reality, even been properly in the stage of service." Less than a year later, the Iranian gardener asked permission to leave to seek his destiny. Another 30 years passed, and the same man one day found himself in the presence of his former companion, Hamid, who was now Murshid Guide of Turkestan. When Hamid asked if there were any questions, the Iranian stood up and said, "I am your former fellow pupil from the court of Baba Musa Imran. I quoted the studies in the phase of service because its relevance to the teaching was incomprehensible to me. You two at that time were performing menial tasks and attending no lectures. Can you tell me the particular point at which you began to make progress in the path?" Hamid smiled and said, "I persevered until I was truly able to exercise service. This only happened when I ceased to imagine that menial work was in itself enough to denote service. It was then that its relevance to the path became comprehensible to me. Those people who left our Baba did so because they wanted to understand without being worthy of understanding. When a man wants to understand a situation when he only imagines that he's in it, he is sure to be at a loss. He is incapable of understanding, so desiring is not enough. He is like a man who has placed his fingers in his ears and shouts, 'Talk to me.'" The Iranian asked, "And after you had perfected your service, did the Baba confide the teachings to you?" Hamid says, "As soon as I was able to serve, I was able to understand. What I understood resided in the surroundings prepared for us by the Baba. The place, the others there, the actions could be read as if he had painted a picture of the mysterious realities in their own language."